turn out to be so ethnic looking.
Oh, well, that's because I spend a lot of time outdoors.
Oh. Do you drink, Billy?
Just watch. That's good hooch. So, you got a will?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Just making conversation.
Of course you're in my will, son. When the time comes, you'll get everything.
Hot dog!
Billy, why is my will so important to you?
Mom, don't you understand? I want to feel like I belong, you know? It's like, you know, I want to be part of the family. I want to belong.
Mojo!
She's got my piece!
You get your hands up, you!
Mojo, what do you think you're doing?
I found this gun under that soft thing at the front of Billy's bed, Mrs. McKay.
The pillow?
Yeah, the pillow.
Billy, where did you get that gun?
Look, it was a gift. Someone gave it to me for Columbus Day. It was a Columbus Day gift.
Why did you ask him why he carries this gun, Mrs. McKay?
Why would you bring that gun into my home, Billy?
Look, I told you, I've spent a lot of time outdoors, you know, and I duck hunt with that thing. I hunt a lot of ducks with that.
You're lying.
Look, you're starting to bug me.
That is enough, both of you.
Billy, I want the truth.
Pretty girls like you.
Day till I'm married, and one more day till I die.
don't think she didn't bring it up every day. He finally proposed a few years ago.
That's right. He said he'd make her a June bride.
June 31st.
So what happened?
There is no June 31st. Oh, man. He was bad.
Yeah, but good bad.
Yeah, the best bad.
Friends, Sheila, my dear friends, brothers, sisters, we are all gathered here in the eyes of our dear father and mother. Drawn together by our loss and our gains. For we are not losing a son, but gaining a daughter in this blessed sacrament of holy... a holy moment such as this. Sheila Sharp, you, by the grace of our parents and the path our heart has chosen, or your heart has chosen, stand here alone. but ready to give yourself to the blessed sacrament of... Do you, Sheila Sharp, take Bob Woody Bob to be your lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, through sickness and health, till death do us part? Sisters, what a sad, sad occasion to unite us on this unusually warm day.
Billy, I wish you'd have taken the time to have that suit properly fitted.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's good to show a little cuff. What's bugging the dog?
Mojo, what is it?
They always cry at weddings, Mrs. McKay. I don't know what it is. I suppose it's the bride and the groom and the ushers and the pews. And the organ.
Well, Joe, I don't believe the wedding started yet.
I suppose I can wait.
Friends of the bride or groom?
That's for us to know and you to find out.
Billy! Friends of the groom.
Thank you. little faster. What?
What's the story anyway? I mean, you know, if Clay could be dead tomorrow, what are you marrying him for?
My reputation is mud in this town. Being Mrs. Clay Collins will give me some respectability.
Respectability? What's that?
Forget it.
Now, listen, if he kicks, can we see you next week?
I don't know. Call me in the weekend. I'm getting married right now.
This man and this woman in the bonds of holy matrimony. Take this man to be your lawful wedded husband in sickness and in health till death do you part.
I do. Clay. Sorry.
And do you, Clay Collins, and it would be remiss in saying that I've enjoyed your music over the years.
Well, thanks, Reverend. It's good to know my music turns on clergymen like you.
Take this woman, Sue Ellen Allison, to be your lawful wife in sickness and in health. Till death do you part?
I do.
Now, if there is anyone who does object to this union, what are you looking at? Speak now, or forever hold your peace.
philosophical question, isn't it?
Ice?
No, thanks.
There you go.
McKay, is that you? Except what charges? I don't know. Mrs. McKay usually does that. Mrs. McKay, is that you? I can hear you screaming. Except what charges, Mrs. McKay? Mrs. McKay, you're going to have to stop screaming. I can't hear the operator. What? Yes? I accept the charges. Mrs. McKay, I can hear you now. Are you still in New York? Uh-huh. Did you see the Empire State Building? Who? Oh, he's not here right now, Mrs. McKay, but I'll tell Billy you called. Mrs. McKay, you know what? I think he's real cute. I like him a lot, Mrs. McKay. Just what? Just do my work? Okay, I will, Mrs. McKay. And don't worry, I'll take good care of him. No, I won't bother him. Okay, bye, Mrs. McKay. Mrs. McKay, he's here now. Billy's here now.
Is that my mom?
I think she just hung up. Can I fix you some lunch, Billy? Have you had lunch yet, Billy?
Is she still in New York?
Uh-huh. And I accepted the charges.
Good. Boy, you had a day, huh? I've been all over town looking for a job. Think I can find one? Damn this recession.
Mojo, but don't you have something you should be doing?
Recession.
Dropped your gun. Made you look. Dumb screw. Did the warden give me my birds? I need some birds or squirrels or something. I'm going batty.
Lawyer's here, Rocco.
Morning, Rocco.
Cut the small talk. Am I getting out or what?
Look, I don't have a lot of time. We go to trial on Thursday. I want to make sure we have our facts straight.
Look, I told you 1,000 times, I did it. It was all my idea. Nobody else was involved.
So it was your idea to pose as Billy McKay in order to defraud Mrs. Violet McKay out of her fortune. Is that right?
Well, what would I get if it was all my idea?
25 years.
And if it wasn't all my idea?
Maybe 5 to 10.
Wainwright did it. Dr. William Wainwright. You'll find him down at Pleasantville General. He works there. He put me up to it. He called me up. He said, I got a scam for you. A big scam. And he made me do it, see? I didn't want to do it. I said, look, this is against the law. It's illegal and everything. And he said, no, don't worry. I'll take care of everything. That's what he said. He said, I'll take care of everything.
May, are you in there? You!
Catherine O'Hara.
And now wrong side of the bed. With Phil Needle.
It's 6 a.m. I'm Bill Needle, and welcome to Wrong Side of the Bed. Well, if you're anything like me, your day is already off to a bad start, because who the hell likes to get up at 6 a.m.? Anyway, this is an honest approach to morning shows. It was my idea. There's going to be no whistling, no fake cheeriness, and no bad music. Let's just get it over with as painlessly as possible, okay? And what better way than with a real pretty face? A heck of a gal, a consummate entertainer, one of SCTV's biggest stars, and I happen to be one of her big fans. Can we welcome, please, Lola Heatherton? Lola? Oh, boy.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, Lola.
Hello, Bill Needle. I love you.
I'll bet you say that to all the men.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Well, Lola, it's wonderful of you to be on the show so early in the morning.
Early? This is late. I've been up all... What a night, Bill.
Well, I'm sure you're just been finishing a show. You're probably having one of those all-night rap parties that entertainers...
Oh, what do you hear about those? The lies they write about me in the National Midnight Star? I'd like to see that.
Okay, Lola, you're doing a special. I believe it's on tonight at 9 o'clock.
It's my first live special. And it's going to be so alive, it's scary.
And the name of the show, I think, is Lola Bouncing Back to You. Now, where have you been? What does that mean?
Nothing. It's just a name. Don't make a big thing of it.
Well, okay. Obviously, somebody else got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. And why not? I mean... This is an honest show. We just do it and tell it like it is here in the morning. What are you doing there?
What?
What are those?
Just a little bit of love me's.
The hell's wrong with you? Trying to sell yourself with drugs? This is a family show. Kids watch this show. I don't want them to see that entertainers fake their way through performances with drug-induced euphorias. That doesn't hang on this show. That may swing in your dressing room and at your wild, wacky parties, but not here. Not with Bill Needle. Now, Lola, I want to ask you a question. If you could just... Lola, where the hell are you going?
I want to bear your children.
Well, that's just great. Just great! My first morning show and my only guest walks! I really had the pills... Does it? This show's over.
And now he only eats guitars. Come in. Guy, my baby, how sweet of you to come for a visit. Come on, sit down.
Lola, you mind if we have a little chat?
That's fine if you don't mind if I stretch.
I'll go right ahead. How is everything going?
Great. Oh, Guy, I feel great. I think I am at the peak of my creative powers. Tonight is the night.
Well, you know, I saw you on that Bill Needle show this morning, and you looked a little upset.
What do you want? I was up all night. You know, I can't relate to that man. I really can't.
Well, look, Lola, I hate to do this, but considering the condition you're in, I'm canceling your special tonight.
All right. Guy, you're kidding. Guy, listen... Oh, so big deal. I was a little off today. I'm rested now. I'm ready for tonight.
You're high.
I'm not high, Guy. Please.
Now, look, someday you'll thank me for this, Lola, but...
Oh, right. When limbo freezes over. Guy, I can't believe you do this to me. You know how hard I've worked for this.
Well, tough.
Guy, Guy, listen. You let me do that special, I'll break my legs tomorrow. You know they're insured in your name.
No. No show.
Thanks, Guy. You're canceling my special just like you canceled our love. Well, I don't want to live anymore.
Well, I'm sorry, Lola. I had to cancel our love. It was doing badly in the overnights. That was a long time ago. Those were happier days. Yeah, they were. Quite some days.
Did you hear about Lola?
No, I didn't, John.
Yeah, she got her special canceled. Cavalier Euro. Nixed it.
Well, I didn't hear that.
They're rerunning Polynesian Town, though.
Oh.
Well, some people win, some people lose, you
I
know?
Guess that's
a lot of spelling mistakes.
The way of the world.
How do you do that?
Complete story.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, poor Lola. She's down in the dumps, too.
Gee, that's too
bad. That Cavalier, boy, I tell you, that guy gets on my case. He's accusing her of taking pills and drinking booze. Well, what's wrong with that? I've been doing that all my life, and look at my career, Earl.
Some of us can do it, some of us can't.
Well, that's what I said to him. But no, he just nixed that show. Well, I gotta keep going.
No, that's too bad, Joe.
You know, I really hope that she doesn't do something stupid.
She's got her problems.
Hey, do you think that Mrs. Lola's okay? I knocked on her dressing room door and she didn't answer me.
Ah, she probably jumped off a roof by now.
So many lives.
You too bad about Mrs. Lola.
Yeah.
She was so young, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, she had to kill herself.
She, what?
She jumped off the roof and killed herself. Oh, it's so sad. Why did she have
Wait
to do
minute.
It?
Wait a minute. Stand still. What are you saying?
Lola killed herself.
Who told you this?
Well, Mr. LaRue.
Did you talk to anybody else about this?
What?
Did anybody corroborate?
15 seconds, Earl.
Oh, never mind. Well, pull me Lola Heatherton's obit.
Get it yourself. 15 seconds there.
Thank you, Kemp. Earl?
Lloyd? Boy, it's going to be one of those shows.
Oh, slow day. Not much going on,
no,
for sure.
No, Dullesville.
How's your items? Anything interesting?
No, usual stuff. Nothing earth-shattering.
Same here.
Yeah. Still boozing, huh?
Stand by, baby.
And now the SCTV News with Floyd Robertson and Earl Cannonbear.
Good evening, I'm Floyd Robertson, and this is the news. Tonight's top story...
Floyd, I am sorry to interrupt, but this tragic bulletin just came in. Lola Heatherton, top-grossing nightclub performer and frequent guest here at SCTV, died today after she took her own life when she jumped from the roof of the SCTV studios. The tormented star was apparently upset over a decision to cancel a television special that was to air tonight on SCTV. Lola Heatherton was only 16 when she married wealthy Texas hog farmer Dirk Stramp. But the marriage lasted only 4 days, and after a bitter divorce, she left for the lights of Hollywood, where she started go-go dancing in the low-life establishments on the famous Sunset Strip. After a brief bout with hepatitis, she married ex-rugby star Helmut Pretty Boy Kruger, a down-and-out bum by the time that marriage ended.
Earl? Earl, sorry to interrupt your very eloquent obituary, but I've just been handed a report that Lola Heatherton is alive. I repeat, she's alive. She is not dead. She's sleeping in her dressing room right now.
She's not dead?
No, she's not.
Somebody got their facts straight around here?
Oh, Mr. Frank Reynolds. Whose facts were they? Whose stories was that?
The reliable source.
It was your story.
Yes, it.
Well, who was the source?
It was just a guy.
Did you have it verified?
Yes, I get all my stories verified, Floyd, as all good journalists know.
Who was the guy?
Just a guy.
What guy?
Here on the staff. He never gave me his name. He just...
His name?
Goes...
Was what?
Deep Pockets.
Deep Pockets.
Ex-billiard champion.
Well, I think you owe the audience an apology. Earl?
This reporter owes an apology to the viewers and especially to Lola Heatherton, who's very much alive, and her family, of course. The report was a false one, as it turned out, although it would have been a great story had it happened, but of course it didn't. And we here at SCTV who know Lola, are relieved to hear that the report of her death was a false one. So... Things couldn't have turned out better.
Yes. Elsewhere on the local scene, Mayor Tommy Shanks.
Ben Bradley. How are things in the Washington Post? No, it's not. No, that's not true. No, it hasn't been canceled. Excuse me, just one second, Ben. Yes. Oh, Mr. Deeb, how are you? No, it'll be on tonight. No, it hasn't been. It'll be on today. Yes, it hasn't been canceled. Thank you. Yes, Ben, it's going on tonight. A regular time. I don't know how these rumors get started. Bye-bye.
All right.
Shirley, tell Mrs. Prickly there's been a change of plans. The Lola special's going on tonight. Have her put those promos on the air immediately.
My special's on, and so am I. Live tonight here on SCTV at 9. That's Lola Heatherton bouncing back to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jewel Hallmeyer Dancers. Gentlemen, live from the SCTV studios, bouncing back to you, it's Lola Heatherton.
Caballero, just look at this. She's on national television.
Mm-hmm.
Millions of viewers watching. Live. And she's so high on pills she can't even talk.
Oh, poor kid. We're going to go all night. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay with me because I am going to sing all night. No, stop. I'm sorry. Boys, I'm sorry. Stop. I can't. No, I can't do New York. I don't feel like it. And, sorry. I never do anything that doesn't come right from here. So I'm going to do this song instead. Boys?
Which one is that, Lola?
You know the one! The one you didn't want me to do! In bed and panic
dead. No chance for love. I feel my fading heartbeat stop.
Return to Lola Heatherton's Bouncing Back to You with special guests, The Tubes.
Lola. 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 The Tubes are here. We're here with The Tubes.
Yeah, we was told to replace the tubes on your monitors.
Sorry, we had to wake you, but we didn't know which monitors.
I was asleep? It was all just a dream? Oh, I had the most horrible dream. And you were in it. And you were in it. And you too.
Was I in your dream, Lola?
Johnny, yes.
What happened in here, Mrs. Lola?
And you were in my dream.
What?
I heard our little girl was sick.
And so were you, Earl. You told the whole world I was dead. You wrote the most awful obituary. And that dog. Now, that dog wasn't in my dream. Where'd that dog come from?
Hi, Thunder Thighs. How you feeling?
Bill, you were in my dream.
What?
And you too, Guy. You canceled my special.
That's right.
No, in my dream. You said I was in no shape to do that special, and you canceled it.
That's right. I canceled your special. It's 9:30. You've been sleeping all day.
I have.
Have you learned your lesson, young lady?
Oh, I have. I've learned that if you ever go searching for your heart's desire, you needn't go any further than your own studio. And if you're looking for money, or fame, or even love, that you'll find it with those who surround you every day. Oh, everybody, there's no place like SCTV!
Guys, let's fix that.
Guys,
let's break for coffee.
darlings, you are so talented. That's why you're here with me. But you are so full of yourselves. Ask yourself why the naked mole rat mother allows 30 babies at once to grow inside her, feed on her every resource, and stretch her skin to the point of breaking. I'll let you in on a little secret, because it feels good. She lets it all go, everything, and she's left feeling comfortable in her own skin. Oh, I wish I could jump cut you babies right now to the happy place that I'm in. I wish, but that's your own journey. It's worth it. I have learned that if I can expunge everything within, I am left comfortable in my own skin.
But I'll be a friend, I'll tell you what's in store. What's the title of this, Harry?
What's the name of what?
What's the title of this number?
Oh, Dale.
D-E-A-O?
D-A-Y dash... Hold it a minute. I'll give it to you. D-A-Y-D-O-N-E-L-I-G-H-T.
All right, stand by. On the light.
Dale! Dale! Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Work all night and I drink a rum. Daylight come and me won't go home. Stack banana till the morning come. Daylight come and me won't go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman. Tally me banana. Daylight come and me won't go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me won't go home. Lift 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and me won't go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch. Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. Day, misere, 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 misere. A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana. Daylight come and me won't go home. I eat deadly.